Good morning, Greater Sudbury. Here are a few stories to start your day on this Wednesday morning. Gas prices jumped to 208.9 at many stations in Greater Sudbury. Gas prices jumped 10 cents per liter to 208.9 at many gas stations in Greater Sudbury on Tuesday, according to GasBuddy.com. Most gas stations in the city were charging 198.6 yesterday morning. Many stations are still listed on the website as charging that price, so you may be able to get gas at the lower price if you hurry. Gas prices also jumped over the $2 per liter mark last week, although not so high as this week. Carrie Burke pleads guilty to second-degree murder in Brother Brandt's death. Carrie Burke told the court in pleading guilty to second-degree murder on Tuesday that he was sleeping with his brother's wife when she promised him $10,000 and a home if he would get rid of the problem. That problem happened to be Carrie's own brother, Brandt Burke, and on October 19, 2020, Carrie fatally shot Brandt in the back while they were moose hunting near Killarney. Carrie pleaded guilty to second-degree murder on May 10 via Zoom from the Central North Correctional Center in Penetanguishene. He was originally charged with first-degree murder. Brandt Burke's wife, Melissa Sheridan of Sudbury, is charged with first-degree murder in the case. Sheridan was released on bail in December 2020. Her matter returns to court June 7 to be spoken to. Carrie is being represented by Sudbury lawyer Glenn Sandberg. Sheridan is represented by Toronto lawyer Michael Lacey. Read the full story here. Intensive rescue operation needed to save elderly Hall of Famer at Lake Laurentian. A missing person case became an involved search and rescue operation in the Lake Laurentian Conservation Area on May 9, when three-time author, athlete and former Laurentian University professor, 88-year-old Ronald Wallingford, went missing from his home. Wallingford was located by Greater Sudbury Police and rescued by Greater Sudbury Fire Services after both water and high-angle search and rescue techniques were employed. Caitlin Dunn, spokesperson for Greater Sudbury Police, told Sudbury.com they received a call around 12:55 that Wallingford had disappeared from his home. A tweet from GSPS noted that they were focusing their search in the Laurentian Conservation Area and were employing a drone, or remotely piloted aircraft system, RPAS, to assist officers. Wallingford was located by officers at approximately 3:30 p.m., at which point it was determined that a more intensive rescue operation would be required, and Greater Sudbury Fire Services were called in. Deputy Chief Jesse Oschel told Sudbury.com that Wallingford was down a very steep embankment rock face, so steep that Oschel noted he was uncertain of how Wallingford even made it down to the area where he was found. Oschel described it as a difficult-to-access area adjacent to Ramsey Lake, off Keast Drive in the south end of Sudbury. Read the full story here. A windfall from the electric vehicle revolution expected to rain on Sudbury and the north. The big splash agreement that Elon Musk and his Tesla car company made last week with Brazilian miner Vale should have a ripple effect in the nickel-rich Sudbury Basin and across northern Ontario, according to a Toronto-based mining columnist. This is a tremendous opportunity to highlight the enormous potential of the Sudbury Basin for clean, low-carbon nickel, said Stan Sudol, owner of the Republic of Mining website, who heaped praise on the Tesla CEO. Elon is someone who thinks out of the box, and by solidifying a secure supply of clean nickel, he's ensuring that Tesla continues to be one of the most innovative electric vehicle manufacturers in the world. On May 6, Tesla and Vale finally confirmed a rumored deal floating around for months that Canadian mined and processed nickel from Sudbury and Labrador will be used in the manufacture of Tesla electric vehicle batteries. Neither company revealed the dollar value or length of the agreement other than it being a multi-year deal. Read the full story here. North Bay Leaders' Debate draws union demonstrators. A group of high-profile union leaders were among the close to 75 protesters that gathered on the street to voice their displeasure over Tuesday's Northern Leaders' Debate, which was scheduled to take place inside the Capital Center. "We are sick and tired of Ford's cuts and sick and tired of conservatives," yelled Fred Hahn, CUPE Ontario's president. "We can and we will elect a labor-friendly government. We are tired of them calling healthcare workers heroes and then take away their rights." The event, organized by the North Bay and District Labor Council, asked speakers to bring up questions they would have liked to ask the leaders during the Northern debate. However, Henri Giroux, president of the North Bay Labor Council, pointed out that to attend the event at the Capital Center, the guests needed to pay $125. I don't know about you, but I cannot afford $125, Giroux said to the crowd. Read the full story here. Greens introduce Glennis Babcock as their Nickel Belt candidate. Both ridings in Greater Sudbury now have a Green Party of Ontario candidate, with Glennis Babcock named as their Nickel Belt candidate. She joins David Robinson, who is running in the Sudbury constituency, by seeking seats for the party in the June 2 provincial election. I'm running for the Ontario Greens to give a voice to Nickel Belt residents, Babcock said in a media release. I'm deeply concerned about the lack of affordable housing, mental health support, and environmental protection in my community and across Ontario. Babcock is a public policy analyst and data scientist, and said the Green Party has the right vision and leadership to tackle the most pressing issues facing Ontarians. In the media release, she is credited with serving diverse clients within Ontario and federal government departments, as well as at the World Bank, multiple Fortune 500 companies, and dozens of not-for-profit organizations for more than 25 years. Read the full story here. If you thought yesterday was nice, just wait, expect a mix of sun and cloud today and a high of, wait for it, 27. There is a 40% chance of showers in the morning and a risk of a thunderstorm as well. The UV index today is 9, or very high. Tonight, the temperature will dip to 12 under clear skies.